My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
There's some things that I just, when I'm sitting here, I can't believe that I'm still talking about. And one of those things is Daniel Jones as the Giants quarterback. Like, like when we don't talk about him for a while, and we look baseball and the Knicks and the Rangers and everything, and we get back to it, I'm like, I'm still stuck in this Daniel Jones hell. It feels like every single year it's the same conversation, but he can't be the quarterback after this year, right? It's got to be over.
You know, I asked Saquon about Daniel Jones. And look, they're best friends, right? But we talked football. We talked about comparisons, other quarterbacks around the league. And I have to say, Saquon has a lot of belief in Daniel Jones. And this wasn't him talking to me like reporter. This was off camera when we were just having a conversation about DJ's ability. And Saquon truly believes that there's talent, skill, mentality there in Daniel Jones that is good. And he believes that Brian Daboll is going to continue to try to bring the best out in him. And just the way he was explaining it made me believe a little bit more that, you know, maybe this is the way it's all panned out. Maybe Daniel Jones just hasn't had the type of protection that he needs. Whatever the excuses, we'll call them, are that he hasn't shined yet. Saquon certainly still believes in him, and obviously with his new quarterback, he's got tons of confidence in Jalen Hurts.
$47 million, though,
and they can get out after this season. So that's why, right, I feel like it's over. And
but gee, 2 years ago he was good. I mean, 2 years ago, they're one of the final 8 teams left in the NFL.
I understand,
which is why he got the contract. Right.
Maybe the Giants don't have a great season this year, and they're able to, you know, draft a great quarterback eventually in the future here. And Joe Shane, we look back on and go, well, that was genius. Everything they did was just brilliant.
And that 2 years ago thing, that has gone on a life of its own. Because think about it. He wasn't that good in the regular season.
I know.
The team wasn't supposed to be good, but he didn't throw a ton of touchdowns. They were okay. And then he went up against probably the stone worst defensive coordinator in the history of the game, and Ed Donatell, who had no idea what he was doing with a Vikings defense that was dead, and Patrick Peterson, who was done, and he had Isaiah Hodgins cooking him for like 200 yards in that game.
Gio, I know, but you bring Daboll in, and he's the perceived quarterback whisperer because he did it with Josh Allen, and you see, at least you see one good year with him and Daniel Jones, and you figure, hey, this might continue. It might progress.
Nobody talks about the next week when they got their teeth kicked in by the Philadelphia Eagles and had no shot in the game.
This is stuff that may not matter to you guys and to Giants fans listening, but I didn't know the closeness of the Giants locker room. I didn't believe that it was as tight as Saquon was explaining. Like, he's like, you don't understand. We all lived within a mile of each other. We hung out all the time. It is so hard to win games in the NFL. And we had the right pieces. We had the right coaching. Like, he had tons of confidence and belief in what Daboll could do for them. It was just trying to get everyone on the same page and be healthy at the same time. So I think it was a mix of bad luck there, and obviously just leaning into what Saquon highlighted, which is it's just not easy. Which, by the way, when Saquon was explaining that to me, of just, you know, people just don't get how hard it is to have a winning year. I was just with the Chiefs a couple weeks ago, and I'm sitting there with Andy Reid, and we're just going through his resume and just what they're able to do. And I'm just in awe of what those guys do and the culture they've built there. and the guys in the locker room that run that shit. We talked about the Jets earlier and the keys being handed over to Aaron Rodgers to perhaps plant that first seed of what this should be, how to win. The Kansas City Chiefs got like 3-4 guys in that locker room going, dictating what this is going to look like, what this is going to be. And for Giants fans, you got to hope at some point there's a locker room that can resemble something like that, because it's been a long time since both New York locker rooms had something that they could brag about.
Diana Russini in studio with us this morning. How do you think Joe Shane has come across in offseason Hard Knocks?
Decisive in terms of knowing what he wants and willing to go against ownership. We were reporting leading up to when, I guess it was like the month before free agency, we all knew, people that cover the Giants, that ownership loves Saquon. The jerseys are everywhere. There's still Barkley Giants jerseys in my town hanging in the windows because they haven't taken them down yet because no one's realized he's left. So just the character and all the things that come with Saquon, all the positive stuff, you understand why ownership wanted him. And you saw on the show, someone brought it up in the meeting, like, what are we without him? What is this going to look like? But I also look at it this way. Joe Shane made this decision. We're saying Joe Shane. If Brian Daboll wanted Saquon Barkley, it's, Joe, make this happen. I don't care what you have to do. I need Saquon. We need Saquon. Daniel needs Saquon. Brian Daboll has belief his team is fine without Saquon, that they can figure out the run game without him.
But are you saying Dable's calling the shots there?
They're calling the shots together. They're a tandem. They're a really good GM head coach duo in terms of sharing, listening, and collaborating on what they want this to be. My point is, you can't put this all on Joe Shane. This has to be Brian Daboll. He's They're running connected. The offense.
Right. Yeah.
He's not going to allow Joe Shane, the GM, to get rid of his best offensive weapon without signing off. It doesn't work like that.
And they wanted a quarterback in the draft. It just wasn't going to happen with the top three teams being quarterback needy.
Correct.
And they didn't like J.J. McCarthy or Michael Penix enough.
Do you like J.J. McCarthy?
No, I hate him. Not as a person. I think he's going to be horrendous.
Well, how would you know? You don't know him as a person.
I know. But I mean, it sounds like I hate him. I hate the draft pick of J.J. McCarthy. I think it's horrendous.
So you think the Giants made the right pick?
Oh, 100%.
My thing with Joe Shane, and I know Joe very well, and he's a great guy, and I think he's done a good job so far, is Willie, if he has to, because she's right, Diana's right, they're connected. Shane and Daboll are connected. They are close. If he needs to fire Daboll, is he going to fire Daboll?
No. They're going to go out as a tandem, correct. I think. Yeah.
I don't know. GMs tend to last. That is, you hear that around the league all the time. It takes a lot for a general manager to get fired. Head coaches, it's easier to point. You didn't win. Out. General managers is like, well, and usually the general manager has the ear of ownership. Yeah, they're cozied up with them at the owners' meetings. You see them having dinner together. They're telling the owner everything they want to hear while the head coach is in the trenches dealing with all the stuff that comes with a football season. So usually in most cases, the GM can survive. It's just for these guys, they have done a really good job of visually and even behind the scenes looking as if they're in this bed together.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.